Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. We started out with news about Joe Biden admitting to the whole idea of the New World Order, just putting it in another speech, throwing it out there.
So kind of just casually.
Yeah, we kind of talked about the history of that term, and that led us to a conversation about the World Economic Forum and how they're pimping very similar-sounding ideas with their Great Reset. As you put it, the Great Reset is what may lead to the New World Order, so-called. And that
is hard to say. I mean, all of these terms are mostly interchangeable, I think, in the first place.
Yeah.
Because none of them... Although we have a general idea of what they're getting at, we don't really know what they mean.
No, not yet. It's just them marketing the idea of big changes coming.
Yeah, like stakeholder capitalism or whatever it was, the shareholder capitalism, whatever the hell they called it. Right. It's
like, which is total corporatism, whatever the hell that means.
Sure.
Yeah. So that leads us to now Joe Rogan, who, of course, is noteworthy because, well, he's apparently the number one podcaster on the planet.
He's worthy. He's... You know, I've watched his show on occasion. I don't get the appeal, man.
Oh, really?
I've only seen
little clips.
It's so dull.
You've actually watched the full like 3 hours.
I attempted to,
or whatever.
But God, no! It's so dull.
Why is it so? Why do you think it's so dull? But yet it's got what 10 plus million or 20 million or whatever listeners.
I wish I knew.
Is it because of his interviews?
Why did I find it dull?
Yeah.
It just didn't have any energy behind it. Maybe he was having an off day.
Maybe.
When I saw it. But it had no... It wasn't like Alex Jones shouting at the camera for 2 hours or whatever, you know?
He's always got an interview, right? Like, just... I mean, you wouldn't know. You only watched one episode or whatever.
Right, and I didn't watch the entire episode. I didn't make it.
Okay. You tuned out.
Yeah.
But was there a guest on the show?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I'm assuming
Does
so.
Does he have, like, a
Yes,
crew?
There was a guest.
Does he have a crew? Does he have, like, a producer?
He does have a producer who he occasionally asks to, like, pull stuff up for him and fact check it and
but
stuff
he's not
like
interacting
that.
With the producer on the air?
No.
Okay.
Not like you and I interact. Yeah. He's just got somebody right there who's like, hey, pull this up for me or whatever, and they do it. Sort of in the same sense that Adam Kokesh, when he does his show, he's got his producers there.
Kokesh will interact with his producers, though. Kind of like their co-hosts.
Okay.
So what you're saying is Joe Rogan's show is a true talk show about the host. It's all about what Joe Rogan wants. It's all about his preferences on interviews and that sort of thing.
That seems to be the case, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe he just didn't have his caffeine the day I saw him, but he very much seemed like he wasn't feeling it.
All right.
And, you know, we were talking earlier about what do these terms even mean. I think it's important here to highlight the term the deep state, because I don't think it means what Joe Rogan seems to think it means.
Well, let's see what he thinks it means, and then we'll talk about what you think.
Sure. So Joe Rogan defended career politicians and civil servants derided as the deep state by former President Donald Trump and his supporters in an interview with a former CIA officer. And that's where I think the disagreement comes in. I don't think that the deep state is career politicians and career civil servants. Those are certainly things that exist.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the deep state is something more insidious than that, something working behind the scenes to ensure that whether or not these civil servants or these politicians are replaced, something behind it continues on. I don't think it's the actual politicians themselves. One of the things that the Tinfoil Hat Brigade likes to talk about is the deep state, Rogan said. They always like to talk about it. What I was saying is, what if we didn't have a deep state? Do you know how screwed we would be if we didn't have career politicians and career intelligence agencies?
Wow.
Yeah, people who are there for a long period of time who do understand it. So, see, I don't think he's thinking of the deep state in the same terminology that we are.
Like, the ignorance in that statement. For somebody, and look, I don't know a whole lot about this guy. I don't know who he holds water for. It sounds like apparently the so-called deep state.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I don't know what his... Well, he's just saying, oh, we can't live without him. So, I mean, that's toting water for him right there.
Okay, that's true.
He's doing their bidding in this particular case. But he's had the... Remember the Robert Malone character, the science guy that he had on who worked for the government and was revealing all this stuff about COVID and how it was, you know, a setup and false and all this, you know, all this shocking stuff. How he can have guests like that on and take them seriously. Like, it didn't seem like when he was interviewing this guy that he didn't believe him or that he didn't buy what the dude was dishing out. But here he is saying, well, we couldn't live without the deep state.
Maybe that's why he has the appeal that he has, is that he can carry on a conversation with anyone and partially share their perspective as he's talking to them, because he was talking to
a CIA agent.
CIA covert operations officer Mike Baker, when he was arguing that President Joe Biden proves the importance of having a robust government made up of career civil servants. He said, wow. Listen, I've disrespected Joe Biden enough, and I don't think I should do it anymore. I've said enough about him being mentally incompetent. He's just compromised. He's an old guy. We know, everyone knows, the guy is falling apart. And this is the guy he's saying, we need this guy.
Wow.
But imagine if he really was the only say in how things run and how things go, if he really was a dictator. So Joe Rogan is sort of happy that we have these invisible people pulling the strings behind Joe Biden, because Joe Biden's insane and incompetent. And presumably that's the same reason people are happy with the deep state in regard to Trump. Well, thank goodness someone's, you know, pulling the strings on Trump, so we don't have this maniac holding the keys to the nuclear weapons.
Wow.
Rogan has previously said that he believes the deep state is real. Last November on his show, he discussed the 2016 election and said, look, Trump's not a perfect guy, but this thing he was saying about the deep state is 100% real. And now he's okay with that.
And he thinks we need it.
During his time in office, Trump repeatedly made references to the deep state, accusing officials in the U.S. government of working against him, calling them a threat to democracy itself. So Joe Rogan apparently thinks that's a good thing. And I imagine it depends on where you fall in the political spectrum, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know what Joe Rogan's political beliefs are. No idea. But
I was always
under
the impression he was on the left.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. But ultimately, he's a statist, it sounds like.
It would seem that way, yeah.
And so anybody that thinks this guy is a libertarian, now you know he's not. Even though he has controversial guests on who may question the status quo, when it comes down to it, he's pimping the CIA, he's pimping the idea of the deep state, and ultimately, whether you're on the left or on the right, definitely defines what you think about the idea of the deep state. We're not on either side here, so we're going to have a different opinion. When I hear the people on the right wing talking about the so-called deep state, it's usually presented in the manner of, well, if it weren't for those darn deep state people, then we'd have good government. And the people on the right believe that if they can somehow get rid of the deep state...
Yeah, if they could drain the swamp, right?
Then, and I don't know how you get rid of the deep state. I guess they think they can elect their way to getting rid of it, which makes no sense. If they're truly a deep state, then elections won't touch them, right?
In theory, right, you could just get an outsider to become the president and have him, you know, just sort of... Andrew Jackson with a whip and drive everyone out of their positions, appoint new people who weren't part of the deep state, in theory.
But if the deep state is what you are suggesting it is, and if it does exist, then I think you're closer than the Republicans are to some sort of puppet master types that are not actually holding a job that someone could publicly cut.
Yeah, they're like the World Economic Forum people.
Right.
That's the deep state.
Or the Bilderbergers or whoever. Or, you know, off-book CIA payroll people, or, you know, that kind of thing. The people that are getting paid from the drug money that the CIA might be bringing in, that kind of thing.
You can't just appoint a new World Economic Forum or a new Bilderberg director.
Yeah, so I don't think that the Republicans use the deep state as a sort of fantasy to get Republicans to believe in their preferred political candidates. Oh, you should vote for this guy. He's not one of the deep state. He'll be a completely corrupt a-hole who will totally sell your freedoms down the river, but they want you to believe something different about them, so they've created this other state, and they put all the black marks of the state all over the deep state. Oh, deep state's all, that's where all the bad people are. See, there's certain good people in government, and they're not part of the deep state. So we just got to get rid of the deep state, and then everything will be great. Now, I don't know what the leftists see the deep state as. Maybe Joe Rogan is giving us some insight into the beliefs about the deep state amongst the left, and that is that, well, the deep state's good. They're helping keeping things together. More coming up here in moments.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. You can join us online, of course, anytime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can join us. on the phones right now at 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about the so-called deep state. Joe Rogan weighing in a conversation apparently with a CIA agent and defending the idea of the deep state, saying that we need the deep state to hold things together or something like that. I don't have
well, that's sort of
quote.
What the role of the Constitution was supposed to be, right? So that if you did elect this lunatic like Joe Biden, who didn't know where he was at the time,
there were checks and balances.
Yeah, that it was still okay because he couldn't just, you know, declare war and send the troops self to, you know, Kuwait or wherever. He
turns
had to
out
actually,
they don't declare war anymore.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we could either have a deep state or we could have had the Constitution.
Yeah. All you really have is just the state.
Yeah.
And I don't know who came up with the term, the deep state. I don't know what the history of it is. But it has been used to justify continuing the state. Because if it weren't for the deep state concept, when Democrats are in office, Republicans might be more inclined to consider more liberty-oriented ideas at that time, but they want to keep the people on the right interested in continuing the political process, continuing to elect people into positions of power by trying to trick them into thinking that there's this cabal of people out there that is called the deep state that somehow they can do something about and only put good people into the offices instead. And the thing they don't understand is power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so even if you are electing someone who's quote-unquote good, the odds are they will not be good long after they get into the office.
And if the deep state was real in that sense, then you would have no chance of getting this good person elected in the first place.
If they're effective at doing what they're supposedly doing.
Right.
Right?
Like if the deep state was real and it did not want Donald Trump to become president, then Donald Trump would not have become president.
Yeah, that's a great point. And there are a lot of people who will say that whoever's pulling, if there are people out there pulling the strings.
I tend to think there are. Maybe not as directly as some people would think, but I mean, we know things like the World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group. These things are real, and they are pulling strings.
Then Trump was part of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Some people do not believe that. They will never believe that about Trump. Even after 4 years of relatively ineffective swamp draining, you know, he did not accomplish the things that he purported that he was going to do that theoretically, he could have done some things about if he had actually had whatever political will was necessary to carry out those actions. But he didn't.
Of course not.
So, you know, again, I don't know how far those tentacles go, those, you know, puppet strings, if you will, how deep, if this deep state actually exists. I don't know. I don't have any opinion about whether or not the deep state is real. I think it's just the state. The state is what it is. It is designed to stay in place. It's in the name, right? The word state is like the way things are, right? Things stay the same. They are the state. And so
that's a good point.
That's what the state is. It doesn't want to innovate. It doesn't want to get better. It doesn't want to become humane. It doesn't care about you. It's not going to grow a conscience. It's not going to have empathy. And it never will. And it doesn't matter who you elect to it.
No, of course not. And these things like, in my opinion, things like the Bilderberg Group, the World Economic Forum, even if the state as existed today, even if they weren't utilizing it directly, as soon as one or the other came into existence, you would have... I think what I'm trying to say is that they're one and the same. The Bilderberg Group, the World Economic Forum, the state, mm-hmm. all of these things, they're just different facets of the diamond, I guess. It's just people trying to control one another.
Absolutely.
For their own benefit.
Yep. Whether they be Republican or Democrat, that's what it's all about. It's all about punishing your enemies and rewarding your friends. That's what these people do with the power that they have. And the average people just get crushed under the wheels of the machinery of the state.
Yeah, because they're the ones being exploited so that the politicians, so that the world rulers can reward their friends, so that they have something to reward their friends with. The average person has to be stolen from.
Right, and you can look at different areas of how that stealing goes and how that oppression happens, whether it be conscripting people into a military to die for Putin or for Zelensky or, you know, whoever it is we're talking about in the moment. Or
the United States, because let's not forget, the United States still has selective service. They still have the draft.
Yeah, they could flip it back on anytime they wanted to. Or whether it's, you know, insanely inflating the money supply and crushing people economically by taking the value literally out of their pockets and out of whatever savings that people have, of those who actually have managed to save some money, because there's plenty of people that just live paycheck to paycheck because the state has been siphoning off all potential value from so many people's lives.
Didn't you correct me a week or two ago and say it was something like 60% now?
65%, I think.
Almost 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
People living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, and that's going to get worse.
Thanks, government.
We were just talking about this rental story that Sarah brought up earlier in the show, where some people are now paying 30 or 40% more. There was a couple that they were interviewing on 60 Minutes that the company that was, or the whoever it was that was renting their house to them, wanted 40% more of a rental increase. 40% from 1 year to the next is a huge jump. They managed to negotiate it down to 30%, and when they talked to the guy, one of the people who was doing the renting, not the owner of the house, but the tenants, they said, well, you know, did you feel like this was an outrageous price? And he said, well, I looked at other houses in the market, looked at 30 other examples, and all of them were more expensive. So he managed to negotiate down from 40% to 30%, but still, that's a huge increase. And he said, our refrigerator looks a lot different today than it did a year ago.
I bet. And, you know, I don't want people to die, but if you want to drive down rent prices and, you know, property prices and stuff like that, then what you need is a pandemic that kills a bunch of people. You need fewer renters, fewer people buying properties.
And yeah, this pandemic didn't do the trick, huh?
We didn't get one of those. We just got more people. For whatever reason, we just got more people wanting to rent and more people wanting to buy property, which drove up property and rental prices.
Well, I don't know if it's per se more people because there are fewer immigrants coming in now, right? Like, that's one of the reasons, purportedly, it's one of the best excuses I've seen for why there are so many jobs available, but yet so few, like, the unemployment rate is low in New Hampshire, but yet there's a ton of jobs available.
And that wasn't the case prior to the pandemic. I mean, the unemployment rate has not changed that much, but there are a lot more help wanted signs up now.
Right. So that's because
it doesn't compute.
Well, that's because there are people who aren't looking for work. So if you are not looking for work, you don't count as unemployed.
How are they still not looking for work, though?
I don't know. They must be living on welfare. Living in their parents' basement, living on welfare, one or the other, or something like that. And by the way, more people are going to have to turn to that as rent prices start going, continue to go through the roof, as housing prices continue to go through the roof. It's sort of the American thing to want to move out of your parents' house, but you're going to start seeing a lot of people not moving out or moving back in.
Well, it'll be okay. The government will come up with a central bank digital currency, and it will send them $2,000 every single month that they can use to pay their rent, and that will all be taken care of for them.
Yeah, everything will be great until the price of the hamburger goes up to $1,000.
Well, sure.
Or $100.
That's a future problem for them.
Yeah.
But for not for people who get away from the USD.
All right, the number here is 603-283-6160. You can weigh in and share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. We'll talk more about inflation and how to deal with it according to the...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
An outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin will remain behind bars. Lance Pry reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's number one critic, Alexei Navalny, was convicted Tuesday of fraud and contempt of court and sentenced to 9 years in a maximum security prison. Alexei is already serving a prison sentence of about 2.5 years for violating parole. All this after he survived a poisoning attempt by Russian security forces in 2020.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to address a special NATO summit on Thursday, according to his spokesperson. The summit, in which U.S. President Joe Biden will participate, is to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine, NATO countries' support for Kyiv, and the further strengthening of deterrence and defense against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson defended her record as a federal judge on Tuesday. She pushed back on Republican assertions that she would be soft on crime, particularly child porn cases, if confirmed to the high court.
Nothing could be further from the truth. For every defendant who comes before me and who suggests, as they often do, that they're just a looker, that these crimes don't really matter, they've collected these things on the internet and it's fine, I tell them about the victim statements.
Several lawmakers have challenged that as a member of a federal sentencing commission, Judge Jackson pressed for lower penalties for such defendants. On Tuesday, pockets of employees staged demonstrations at various sites nationwide, including near Orlando's Walt Disney World. LGBTQ members are criticizing Florida legislation that opponents have dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, phones open here. All of a sudden, a bunch of calls rolled in. We're going to try to get to everybody here. Your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. People just love calling in the last half hour of the show for whatever reason. We'll get to them.
Well, that's when we get to all the stuff that we didn't really, like, want to talk about, like inflation and stuff like that. Like, yeah, inflation sucks, and it's worth talking about, but, like, we've been talking about inflation through the last 10 years, so.
But more so recently, and actually I did want to talk about inflation tonight because I've got a really ridiculous story from Bloomberg.
I know, we're going to end up having to put it off yet.
Tomorrow, yeah. If we get a chance, we'll start it. But we're going to go to your phone calls first. It's Aria and Ian in the studio. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Let's jump right into your calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Will in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Will.
You guys are so negative.
Why do you say that?
Oh, yeah, I just keep complaining and whining and whining and craning, complaining.
About what?
Yeah, I'm whining and complaining. I'm sorry, guys. I should have been checked out, and I'm not. And there's a bunch of beeping stuff going on. I apologize.
Well, if you want, I can put you on hold if it's, you know, if it's a problem.
I'm done now. I'm done.
Well, I'm going to take issue with what you're saying here. I don't consider myself to be negative at all. I'm actually an optimist. If I wasn't an optimist, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I believe there's a chance for freedom to win. I think that it's only going to happen in New Hampshire because of the concentration of activists here. I'm fairly pessimistic for the rest of the world, but I think that if we can actually free New Hampshire, we'll set an example, and then maybe some other parts of the world will follow suit. So overall, I am optimistic. It's a long road.
Yeah, when I said that, I was talking about my transaction there. I was just teasing you guys about being negative because I agree. I think you're very positive. And,
okay.
And are you? How's your voice? You sound kind of. I'm behind on the podcast, and I haven't. You okay there with your voice?
I mean, I've been better. It has improved a lot within the last week or so. I also happen to be sick at the moment, though, and that's sort of undoing a lot of it. But at this point in time, it seems like I really just have to learn how to speak with this voice. Right.
I am not convinced that it has raised your vocal pitch.
It has.
It has? Okay. You know yourself better than I do.
It's raised like the default, right? I'm still capable. Like my average speaking voice is probably about what it was back then, but that was because I tend to speak at a higher pitch anyway. It's like it lowered the bass level, the default. Right.
So there's less bass, you mean? You think?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very much like a guitar string, right? Or a violin string or whatever, you know. What they did was shorten the string, and previously, instead of shortening the string, I would just like fret it at a higher pitch, and that was the pitch that I spoke at. But now it's like that's where the string is cut off at, so I can't use that lower register. So it doesn't actually increase the pitch of your voice as much as it does raise the default pitch. And I wasn't really speaking at the default pitch in the first place.
So does that mean you're putting less effort into speaking now as a result?
It does.
Okay. All right. So that's a benefit.
It does. And that's why my voice comes out without the oomph to it that it used to have, because that effort used to be there, and now I don't know how to put that effort there.
And you haven't gotten your voice back fully yet to really experiment with it. Okay. Interesting. Right. Will, what else did you want to share tonight?
Well, and then he got sick, or then she got sick also. So you know, there's they don't hold up at that. So anyway, I was gonna say, like, you know, my grandfather, he's like 95 years old, and my grandmother died. She was like 92 or 93 or something. You know, she died a couple years ago. And all said and done, you know, like, I'm just very blessed, and I have a lot to be thankful for. I think we all kind of, it's easier to complain. I was teasing you guys, okay, you know.
Sure.
It's easier. But I feel like it was easier to, you know,
there are a lot of people who like to complain. And I talked about this at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, where during the Porcupine Rants that they have each year, you had on stage myself, Jeremy Kaufman, and Tom Woods. Tom Woods, who had been interrogated by the FBI at some point during his life. Jeremy Kaufman, who was currently and still is dealing with the SEC.
Yep.
And then myself, who had just months before been raided and arrested by the FBI. And all of us are smiling and having a good time and being positive and optimistic.
Right.
And we had these libertarians come up just talking about how horrible things are and bashing other libertarians. It's like, dudes, if we can be up here smiling and getting along and being hopeful, then so can you. Right? It's not hard to put a smile on your face. Well, you know what? This is going to work out. Just change the way you view the world. But there's so much of that. People who aren't in New Hampshire, they don't see that, man. All they have
it's negative
is that
elsewhere.
Online libertarian nasty infighting that
that's really all they
now
have.
That I'm in New Hampshire, I see it and I'm like, God, you know, just there, but by the grace of God goes me, or whatever it is they say. I'm like, I could so easily have been one of those libertarians in Las Vegas or California or wherever, just shouting into the abyss at one another, accomplishing nothing, and just being convinced that everyone else was the problem. And if we just one more vote for Gary Johnson, everything would have been different.
Yeah, now they're fighting over the control of the Libertarian Party now. So the big thing for the online libertarians is, we're going to show them in Reno! And they're going to go to the national convention and have a big fight, you know, not physical, but, you know, over politics, basically, over taking over a political party that no one cares about, that has absolutely no effect nationwide, has almost never elected anyone to any kind of national level office.
That's just it, though. If you put my dog and Coconut in the same room with the bowl of food, they're not going to fight over it because they're both well fed. If you take two starving puppies and you throw them a scrap of food, they're going to fight to the death over it. And that's the Libertarian Party. They will fight each other to the death over that little scrap that they do get.
And it's nothing. I mean, anyway, go ahead, Will. Anything else you want to share?
Well, no, like I said, when I was 17, you know, y'all are always positive, and I like what you said there about the, you know, like, screaming into the abyss, you know, and wherever, you know, and you're not there. And I do take y'all's messages positive. And lastly, I guess the message I sent, I guess, do the best you can, you know, all of you, everyone, to be as thankful as you can for the things you have. And
yeah, that's always a good idea. It's always good to be, show gratitude. And thank you, Will, for your call here tonight. I mean, expressing gratitude is one of the most powerful things that you can do to be more positive. Because if you're whenever you're expressing gratitude, you're thinking about things you appreciate. You're thinking about the good things in your life. And you're putting out there, if you will, into the universe, positive things. You're acknowledging good things. And so the more you can feel good, the more that you can focus on the positive and focus on good things, the more good things you tend to see. If you focus on negative things, you focus on bad things that are happening, you're more likely to be aware of negative things and bad things. Obviously, bad things happen to everybody. It's inevitable that your life is going to have ups and downs. But if you can acknowledge that and stay positive, forgiving, and loving and understanding towards people, even when they wrong you, then that will change a lot for you.
That's very much where I come from with that. A lot of people like to say things like, well, if you just think positive, then you will manifest positivity and you'll experience more positive things. And I don't necessarily agree with that. But you will notice the positive things that you experience more frequently than you do the negative because you are focusing on that.
Correct. Yeah, sort of like in the same way that when you see a car for the first time, like, you know, let's say your friend buys somebody you know buys a new car, and you've never noticed that car before. Obviously, it's been on the roads, but it's never been in your awareness in any meaningful sense. And then all of a sudden, you start seeing that car everywhere because now it's something you're aware of, it's something you've thought about, and it's something that stands out to you. Positive and negative beliefs or positive and negative thinking can do the same thing where, again, you will experience those things in a greater awareness. Not that they're necessarily happening more often, although some might suggest that that could be the case.
That's a really good way of putting it. I'm going to text that.
Yeah. Well, you can have it for free. It's an idea.
Oh, that's true.
You can copy ideas and, the other person
will never
lose
detract from yours.
That's right. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to share your thoughts with us, we are happy to hear from you. We have more people that are on the line. We're coming to them coming up in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, but maybe enough room for you at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show at 603-283-6160. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We do have an Odyssey channel on which we do live streaming, and there are archives available there as well over at video.freetalklive.com. You can go there and follow our channel. We sure would appreciate it. Over 1,000 people are following the Odyssey channel, and I think that's great. It's a good start. We've been on the platform for as long as it has existed, and it's a great platform. It's based on Library, LBRY.com, which is an open source, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And it's really awesome technology.
I was not aware the library is open source.
So, of course it is.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So presumably you could create your own version of the library software if you wanted to.
Absolutely.
I mean, I wouldn't want
They're doing such a good job, though.
Yeah.
So there's nobody else has bothered to try to do that. Because it's completely uncensorable. Library, now Odyssey's a platform, so they could opt to not include everything that's on Library there if they wanted to. But on Library, you can upload anything you want, and no one can tell you you can't do that, which is pretty amazing. So be sure you check that out. Go to lbry.com to learn more about Library, and check out our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Jim is listening on the radio to WNDB in Daytona Beach. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call. I appreciate
yes,
it.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. I'm Canadian. I'm a Canadian citizen. I moved to the States to marry my beautiful wife. And I'm really having a problem with this Zelensky character. You know, he's being portrayed as a hero. And I think ignorance in this country is unfortunately reaching critical mass.
Mm.
Because if you really dive down into the details of what's happening there, I believe, at least in my opinion, Putin was cornered. With talk of NATO expansion and putting weapons on their border, For years, he said that that's his red line, and I don't know what American interest is in Ukraine to warrant this war that started. And I think it's going to escalate now that Joe Biden's promising a cyber attack or a chemical attack. I fear it's going to be a false flag attack, and it's going to get us drawn in more.
When you say Joe Biden is promising a cyber attack or a chemical attack, you mean he is talking about how he's expecting that to happen, not that he is per se going to start it?
Yes, yes. That the Russians are going to do it, and it's going to be a false flag attack, I believe, at least in my opinion. And just too many dominoes are falling into place. I don't know why the U.S. is determined to not have the dollar as the reserve currency anymore. I think they're pushing Russia into a corner to use some alternative trading system. And China's going to step up to the plate. If now they're being threatened by the United States and NATO, basically saying don't aid Moscow. And I think.
Do you think it's the intention of the U.S. federal government to totally kill the dollar by doing these things, or are they just incompetent and that is ultimately going to destroy the petrodollar, though it wasn't their intentions?
I think they can't make this many mistakes. You know, they're batting 1,000, batting 100 in making mistakes. Yes, it's intentional. I think they want to use a digital dollar, and once that's implemented, you know, libertarians are screwed because everything's going to be monitored, political donations are going to be monitored. And at that point, it's checkmate, and we're going to be controlled.
Well, I don't think libertarians are going to be screwed by the digital dollar because the smart ones will be opting out of the government money entirely and going to alternatives like gold backs and cryptocurrency.
There's also the fact that if the petrodollar dies, then the U.S. digital dollar never amounts to anything. Right, like the U.S. government, they need Saudi Arabia and Russia and other governments throughout the world to want this currency, whether it's digital or whether it's actual paper.
Well, it helps them to have it as the world reserve currency because it allows them to print trillions up and have it and have it diluted easier because it's used worldwide.
But if they don't have that, then they're just another Venezuela inflating their own currency. So the two things would conflict with whether it's digital or physical.
They can still screw people, though, if they're their own Venezuela. It just means that people are going to get screwed harder and faster.
Yes, and also, and you brought up a good point with Saudi Arabia. What are we doing with Saudi Arabia? We're going to make a deal with the real...
I'm not making deals with any of these people. I just want to make clear. You mean the federal government? You're not part of them, right?
Yes. We're pissing Saudi Arabia off. India is going to start trading in rubles with China or yuan in China. And it just seems like all these pieces since Trump left office are fitting into place. It's almost as if they learned their lesson by allowing Trump to become in power, because I think he was America first. You guys may disagree, but at least.
Why do you still believe that after 4 years and he didn't drain the swamp?
Well, I think because what else did you expect him to do? He was accused of being a Russian agent. Then the moment, literally, he didn't have enough political capital.
Oh, the usual claim. He's the president of the United States. Now, when people normally use the claim, I don't have the political capital, I normally hear that from state representatives who don't want to put forward a principled pro-liberty bill because they're worried other people won't support it and they don't have the capital to make that happen. But they're not the most powerful executive in the Western world. If Trump wanted to do things as the president of the United States, obviously he can't repeal laws on his own, but he can certainly fire bureaucrats within the executive administration. That's certainly something he could do. And did he do it much, if at all? Yeah, he fired some people, but then he just hired some more in-state actors to replace them. The old guard is just shuffled around.
If I'm using your logic, then why hasn't any president solved the education problem in the country or the drug problem? If you're saying
because it's not a problem for them.
No president has the is a libertarian, and so none of them are going to do what could be done, which is to say, tell the DEA to stop enforcing the war on drugs. That would solve the drug problem mostly overnight. Now, obviously, he can't legalize the drugs without Congress acting in that particular way, but if he basically shut down the agency from doing anything about it, then that would be one way to majorly change the drug situation overnight. And as far as education is concerned, again, I don't know what options the president has to control that situation, but obviously, you know, the states need to stop taking money from the federal government, and then they'll have more local control.
Well, how far do you think, okay, if we play out your scenario and he wanted to drain the swamp, how far do you think he would have gotten before members of Congress and the Senate would have said he's unstable and invoked whatever amendment that they wanted to initially use against him, that he's mentally unstable?
Joe Biden rambles on about how Corn Pop was a bad dude. I mean, and Congress isn't doing anything about removing him from power.
Well, if Congress did impeach Trump at least, what was it, once, twice or something like that?
That's true.
So it's not like that stopped them from doing that. You know, you're just making excuses for the guy. Obviously, you're a big fan of him, but the truth of the matter is he didn't do jack diddly to make the government smaller while he was there. I'll give him credit where credit's due. He did release some people from behind bars, but most presidents do that to some extent. And he did pull some of the troops out of Afghanistan, but he didn't finish that particular job. He didn't start any new wars while he was there, so he does get that credit. So, like,
that's a rare one.
He wasn't the worst president of my lifetime. I would argue he was the most entertaining president of my lifetime, so I'll give him credit where credit's due. But he didn't do anything to make the government smaller. During COVID, he completely bought the COVID line. He was out there pimping masks. Obviously, he didn't pimp it as hard as Biden and, you know, his wife or whatever, but Trump was out there, you know, telling people they need to get the vaccine and saying he's going to make the vaccine available sooner, and it's all about... Yeah. So he's totally with the state.
No. Well, okay, wait, hold on a second. Let's be honest now. If Trump didn't have his business experience, and I agree with you, he wasn't perfect. I'm not putting a halo over his head by any stretch of the imagination. Please don't get me wrong. However, he developed that vaccine faster than... Do you think Obama would have created...
Who cares?
I don't think Trump developed any vaccine.
Trump didn't do anything for developing. If you're going to say that he somehow made the FDA approve things sooner rather than later, that doesn't impress me. That just means that he wanted people to put an experimental vaccine in their veins, which is what the state has been calling for years now.
I mean, which is fine, in my opinion, if that's the choice that an individual makes. But the issue is when it was about force.
Yeah, the state wasn't giving you a choice in a lot of cases. They were saying, you either get this vaccine or you're going to get fired from your job. You get this vaccine or you're not going to work for the medical industry anymore. Now, obviously, that came out under Biden, but all of these things were built on, right? Like, Trump provided the steps towards what Biden did, and Trump was building on what Obama did prior to him. The fact that anybody can believe that any of these presidents are good in any way, shape, or form is just shocking to me. It's amazing delusion.
Yeah, they're all varying degrees of terrible.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call tonight, Jim. And I wish Trump would post on his damn social so we could at least get his opinions, because he is entertaining. I mean, I would follow him if he did, just because he's entertaining, not because I agree with the guy. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free time.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.